Hello.
Yes, hello, hi, good evening. My name is Walter. I'm calling from the Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Traffic Workers. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Great. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Steve?
Just a minute.
Okay, thank you. Hi, hello? Anyone?
Hello, can you tell him? Here he is. Can you introduce yourself?
Pardon me? My name is Walter.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Walter.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. I'm calling from the Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Please, thank you very much. Steve, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Would you mind sharing a couple of minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. Now, just to start, Steve, how many years have you worked on the Mansory industry?
Well, 37 years in the industry.
Wow. Okay, that'll be 37 years. And what is your primary branch of the trade? That'll be seven mason, mason help.
Mason.
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer?
Yep.
Bricklayer, okay. Now, to continue on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper? Improver?
Journeyman bricklayer.
Okay. So you were a foreman, basically?
Nope.
Journey level
foreman.
Mechanic? Mm-hmm. Is
sure.
That it? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as for yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Zero?
Yes.
Wow. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
Okay. And, and yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Nope.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same.
Probably about the same, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a C-work appointment by the union on any of them?
I don't think so, no.
No, okay. And yes or no, have you ever seen or have you ever been appointed as a job C-work by the union?
No.
No, okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
It was private.
It's private? Okay.
Yep.
Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployed than now, about the same or less unemployed than now?
Say that one again.
For sure. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
Yeah, there'll be more unemployment in a year.
So there'll be more, okay? Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
The same? Okay.
Yes.
Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? And I'll start with dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns, or any other, if you'd like to specify.
No real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns?
Nope.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No? Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I will start with picketing. Yes or no?
No.
No? What about union organizing? That's a yes?
No.
No? And political canvassing?
No.
No? Okay. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? That will be regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Okay. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get, which is your news from, to the one you are the least likely to get your news from, right? Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you're the least likely to get your news from. And I'll start with print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors, cable news, local TV news, programming, the internet or social media, and radio. What will be the number 1, the most likely to you?
The news, local news, would be number 1.
So that'll be cable news? Local TV
social
news?
Social media would be number 2.
Okay, so cable.
And everything else would be number.
Cable news, that would be number 1. Then who you said on social media, that would be number 2. Then we also have just print or online newspaper, and friends and neighbors, TV, news programming, and radio. Which one will be the following?
Radio.
Radio, the next. Number 4?
TV.
TV. Then we have newspapers and friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors.
All right. And last will be the newspapers. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source? Will that be which is MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, another news channel?
My local news channel, other.
Other news channel. Okay. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions. The environment? Foreign policy, education, healthcare, jobs in the economy, immigration, or something else?
Environment.
The environment, okay. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
Not important.
Not at all. Not at all important. Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? What we choose at this point, the Democratic Party,
maybe,
or pardon me,
the Republican Party?
Oh, Republican. Okay. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Neither.
All right. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, and we will start with his job as president overall. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove, somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. What about the immigration?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly. Now, what about foreign affairs? Disapprove, approve?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly. Now, what about the support for labor unions? Do you strongly approve or disapprove? Or someone approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly. Now, what about the economy?
Disapprove too.
And healthcare. What do you think about healthcare?
Well, I only got the two options, right?
Strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Well, disapprove then.
Okay. Now, we're 70% complete, so we're almost there. And do you know or do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I will vote.
Almost certain, right? Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Okay. And
yep.
Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Lumping it all lot together, no.
No? Okay. Now, turning back to the BAC, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Will that be excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know.
Do not know, okay. Now, and how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Will that be excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good? Okay. Now, as your own opinion, how could the union best improve its representation in service?
I don't know at this time.
Don't know. Okay. We're almost done, but just to continue, what do you think about the union's top priority, should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? What do you think about the unit's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What would be the most important thing the union should be working on?
Taking care of their members.
Okay. Taking care of numbers. Okay. Now, what is the your preferred way to receive information from your union? That would be job site, text messages, union meetings, mail, or email?
Job site.
Job site, okay. Now, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Will that be, which is four or more times in a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple times a year, I think.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
We're Republican.
Republican? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, will you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong. And just to make sure we have, which is representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black African American, Latino? Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your, can I have just your first name?
Steve.
Steve. Thank you very much, Steve. This concludes, which is our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You have a good evening.
You too. Be safe. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.